Are you feeling anxious and worried? Well, this Sunday's Mass readings are just for you. Stick around because we're going to talk about them on this episode of the Gary Zimak Show. Stay tuned. Hey there, welcome to the program. Gary Zimak back here with you on Blog Talk Radio. In case you're curious, depending on what time you listen to the show, you may realize that I'm recording it, or I uploaded it a lot later than I normally do. And yes, I am recording it later. Therefore, I'm going to upload it later. I had some family things to do tonight. But you are going to get a show. We're going to look at the Mass readings as we do each Friday for the following Sunday. So this week, we'll look at the Mass readings for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time. And you know, with what's going on in the world, with that horrific terrorist attack in France, and all the other things, this atmosphere of fear, so much hatred, so much animosity in the world, it's very easy to become anxious. It's very easy to lapse into worry. We're here to help you not do that, honestly, because this is, you know, this is my thing. I talk about this a lot. It's very easy to make that mistake of focusing so much on the problems that exist in the world. And understandably, the world is a crazy place. It's very easy to focus so much on the problems that you lose sight of our Lord. You don't want to do that. Because honestly, if you do focus so much on the problems, at the expense of your time with the Lord, at the expense of your time reading the Bible, praying, going to Mass, going to Eucharistic adoration, if you do that, you are going to worry, because that's all you're going to focus on are the fact that there are problems in the world. What we need to remember always is that God is bigger than the problems we face. No matter how bad they are, He's still in control. And He's allowing these things to happen. One of the reasons why things like this happen is because of free will. People, and you and I have the same ability. We have anybody has the ability to do good, or they have the ability to do evil. We each do it every day, maybe hopefully not to the extent that we see on the news. You turn on the news and you're horrified by what's going on. But you and I do the same thing every time we sin. So there is free will in the world. What can we do? And we'll talk a little bit about this as we go through the show. But, you know, one of the things we should be doing always is praying. Are you praying for world peace? Are you praying for an end to terrorism? Are you praying for the conversion of the terrorists? Are you praying for the souls of those who die, including the terrorists who die? It's hard to do, isn't it? But we've got to pray for everybody. So this is something we can always do. We can always pray. But other than that, there isn't a lot that we really can do. So we have to really focus on the things we can control, right? And the things we can't control, we just leave them up to God. But one of the things that we can always control is we can pray. We're going to do that on the program today here. And we can ask the Lord. And I know there's a strong temptation to think that these problems in the world are unsolvable, or if we pray a little bit and nothing happens, we just write it off and say it's not going to do any good. That's a mistake that we can make. But we don't ever want to do that. We want to remember that whenever we pray, something happens. So we'll chat about that throughout the program today. And it is great to be here with you once again on this Friday edition of the show. In a few short, boy, I'll tell you what, in a little over a month, let me see if that's accurate. Today's July 15th, right? So a little over the month, like a month and a half, we're going to be launching into total consecration. I can't believe that, but it's true. September the 4th, it kicks off for this year, and it will be on a Sunday. We're going to start on a Sunday. This year, the weekend shows for the 33-day preparation will be 15 minutes each, so they're going to be a little short. But I'm really excited about this year's technique or plan, that whatever you want to call it, that we're going to use to do total consecration. I call it the best of the best. I'll take a look at all of the materials that I have for total consecration, and I'm going to come up with a unique hodgepodge. I call it so many different things, the best of the best, the Frankenstein monster of total consecrations. That's not a good description, but it really is a representation of what I plan to do. I plan to take pieces from each of the preparation plans that I have and compare them with what St. Louis de Montfort recommends for the 33-day preparation and choose what I think to be the best of the best so that we're going to keep it fresh this year. Now, the good news is that you're not going to have to buy a book. You're not going to have to buy a book to get started this year when we do it, because there's going to be a lot of different books that I'll be using. Some of them might even be out of print. I don't know. But if you listen for 30 minutes every Monday through Friday and 15 minutes on the weekend, you're going to get what you need in order to prepare yourself. And don't worry, we're going to talk more about it. I want this to be a very unique preparation that you're not going to get anywhere else. Otherwise, why am I bothering doing it, right? I want it to be different. And that thought came to me this year, and I really feel it's from the Holy Spirit, that I want our total consecration to be different than any other one that you can get out there. Because I want it to be unique. So that's coming up. Stay tuned for more. Make sure you are on my email mailing list if you want to receive more information as we get closer. But just know that it will start on September the 4th on a Sunday. And we will go 33 days straight, including through the weekends. But the weekend shows will be 15 minutes. And I think it's very doable. And I really think that it is going to be an incredible experience. So we'll see how it goes. And if you have any questions, you can always email me at Gary@followingthetruth.com. Alrighty. Let's see. Relevant Radio, Monday morning, 7 a.m. I'll be on Relevant Radio on Morning Air program with John Harper. A two-second prayer that will change your life. That's going to be the subject of the talk. I'm going to tease you a little bit, and I want you to tune in if you can, 7 a.m. Eastern, on Relevant Radio, the Morning Air program with John Harper. I'm going to share a two-second prayer that can change your life. I think you're going to be impressed with how easy it is to do, but at the same time with how powerful this prayer really is. So that's Monday morning at 7 a.m. on Relevant Radio. And then again on Wednesday at 6:35 a.m., I'll be back on the Sunrise Morning Show on EWTN Radio for my new segment, Walking with the Lord. We're going to talk about how we can walk with the Lord every day. So we've got lots of good things coming up. Just a further reminder that I'm looking to book a few more parish missions. I have some openings. I think I have two openings in December for an Advent parish mission, and I have two, maybe three openings for Lent. I just booked two parish missions for next year, for 2017, but I have a couple weeks that we can still work on for Lenten parish missions. So contact me at Gary@followingthetruth.com for more information. If you would like to see some samples of my work, some video samples, take a look at the talks that I give, and any of the talks on my website can be made into a parish mission, but the talks that I give, the samples, the names of the talks can be found on my website, followingthetruth.com. So why don't you check it out? See if you're interested in bringing me out to speak. I'd love to do it. Now it's time for the beverage du jour. You ready? Oh, that sounds good, doesn't it? Now, you can't see this, but I'm using both hands to hold my Mystic Monk coffee mug. This is a big mug, I'll tell you. I'm going to take another sip. Oh, boy. And yes, it is Mystic Monk coffee today. I have some decaf since it's a little late. We're not going to go with the caffeine, but I'm drinking Mystic Monk coffee. Now, I know it's summer, but I drink coffee every day. I love my coffee. I want you to check out the great coffee available from Mystic Monk coffee. Followingthetruth.com is the place to go. Look for the Mystic Monk image. Click on it. That'll take you. It'll mystically transport you to the Mystic Monk website. And whenever you make a purchase from there, it results in a little bit of a profit for me. So that helps me out. By you purchasing Mystic Monk coffee in that way, by going to the Mystic Monk website, you will be able to help keep this show on the air. And I want to ask you a favor. If you happen to purchase Mystic Monk Coffee using the link on my website, would you let me know before you do it or after you did it? Because what happened was they recently switched to a new ordering system. The whole shopping cart is new, and I'm not sure that it's working properly. So if you could let me know if you're about to make a purchase or if you just made a purchase so that I can look for it. I have my suspicions that things aren't working exactly right. So if you let me know, I'd be able to check into it. So please consider purchasing some Mystic Monk Coffee and let me know once you do. Another way, of course, that you can help to keep this show operational and my full-time apostolate afloat, for lack of a better term, is to direct all of your Amazon purchases, whenever you purchase from Amazon.com, through my website as well. So you could see an Amazon link on the website, and you can see the Mystic Monk image. When you do that, you help keep me going financially. So I really appreciate that. And also, your financial donations are also needed. The way you do that is you go to the donate page on followingthetruth.com. You make a donation that way. Monthly sponsor, one-time donations. Boy, I'll tell you what, they've been slowing up lately. So if you're able to send an extra one my way, I would really appreciate it. Summer's a tough series of months. I'll be honest with you. Every ministry faces this, and it's a little bit painful, but I know the Lord will provide. So if you feel that little tug on your heart that you maybe should be sending something, I would really appreciate if you would do it when you're thinking of it, because you know what happens? A lot of times you have the intention, you put it off, and it doesn't happen. And unfortunately, I've still got the bills to pay, and it gets a little challenging. So you would really help me out by either becoming a monthly sponsor. And that helps me out because you don't have to remember each month to send a donation. And, you know, you can cancel it at any time. But that really helps me out so I can have something coming in each month. And the other thing you could do, if you would rather, is make a one-time donation. But please don't put it off. If you feel that you like the work that I do and you want to contribute in some way, it would really help me if you would do that. So I thank you in advance for that. And please keep sending the prayers my way. I'll keep them going your way as well. Okay, speaking of prayer, let's turn to our Heavenly Father now and begin the show with prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, thank you for giving us another day. I thank you personally, Father, for this program. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for being able to use technology to proclaim your message, Father. I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful that you use me in that capacity. I ask you to bless everyone who listens to this program. Bless them, bless their families. Grant them many graces so that they may be able to walk the walk, which is often challenging, needed to get to heaven one day. We all need that help, Father. We all need that grace. So we ask you to pour out your grace on us. Father, I also ask you to help those who are sick, those who are anxious, those who are lonely, those who are struggling with doubt or despair, those who are battling addiction. We ask you to help those who are struggling financially, those who are dealing with religious persecution, those who are living in extreme poverty, those who are homeless, those who are homebound. Father, we ask you to help all of those affected by the recent terrorist attack in France. Have mercy on the souls of all who died. Comfort their families. Help them to deal with the tragic situation. Father, I ask you to bring about peace in the world, to put an end to terrorism. I ask you to put an end to abortion, to bless our priests, our religious, our deacons. Please increase vocations. Please accept our own personal intentions. Please use me to speak your message on this program today and open our minds and our hearts so that we can be receptive to the message that you have for us. We ask for these things in the most holy and sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, One God, forever and ever. Amen. And now we turn to our Blessed Mother Mary and ask for her prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. And Saint Bonaventure, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for praying me. Second, let's talk a little bit about Saint Bonaventure. We celebrate his memorial today. He was born around 1221 in the Tuscan region of Italy. Bonaventure entered the Friars Minor in 1243, so he was a Franciscan. As Minister General, he solidified the order at a time of growth. He lived humility, poverty, and single-minded devotion to Christ as a learned teacher and cardinal archbishop. A story is told of the day the papal legates arrived at the Franciscan house in Florence to bring Bonaventure the cardinal's red hat. Bonaventure was within washing dishes. In obedience to the rule, he finished before receiving the visitors. Boy, that's, you talk about humility. Bonaventure died in 1274 and was named a doctor of the church in 1588. So, St. Bonaventure, we ask you to pray for us as we struggle to live the life that would please the Lord. All right. Great to have you with me here today, Gary Zimak. The name of the show is The Gary Zimak Show. I came up with that name. I thought it was very clever of me. We do this Monday through Friday. And in a month and a half, for a period of 33 days, we're going to be doing it 7 days a week, Monday through Friday and Saturday and Sunday. Pretty amazing, isn't it? It's always a challenge to do that, but with the grace that I get from your prayers, and it's just amazing how it flies by. And it's always a really powerful experience. So total consecration to Jesus through Mary, the preparation will start on September the 4th. And I hope you'll be able to join me for that. All right, just can't stop drinking my Mystic Monk coffee. We're going to look at the Mass readings for the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time now. The first reading is from the book of Genesis, chapter 18, verses 1 through 10. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the terebinth of Mamre, as he sat in the entrance of his tent, while the day was growing hot. Looking up, Abraham saw three men standing nearby. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of the tent to greet them. And bowing to the ground, he said, Sir, if I may ask you this favor, please do not go on past your servant. Let some water be brought that you may bathe your feet, and then rest yourselves under the tree. Now that you have come this close to your servant, let me bring you a little food that you may refresh yourselves, and afterward you may go on your way. The men replied, Very well, do as you have said. Abraham hastened into the tent and told Sarah, Quick, three measures of fine flour, knead it and make rolls. He ran to the herd, picked out a tender choice steer, and gave it to a servant, who quickly prepared it. Then Abraham got some curds and milk, as well as the steer that had been prepared, and set these before the three men. And he waited on them under the tree while they ate. They asked Abraham, Where is your wife Sarah? He replied, There in the tent. One of them said, I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah will then have a son. Now this is, you know, if you remember the story, Abraham and Sarah were very old by this time. Sarah was definitely past the age where a woman should be able to have a child. And this was something that was not very easy to believe. It's something you and I would really struggle with. But as it turned out, this was a true statement, and there is some speculation that these three men could have been the Trinity, could have been, you know, that it could have been the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, meaning Abraham. But we're going to see somewhat of a parallel between the gospel and this first reading, in that both Abraham and in the gospel, we're going to see Martha waited on the Lord as he came to visit. But the gospel will illustrate something different. We didn't see that panic with Abraham in the first reading. But we're going to see a sense of panic set in when Martha is overwhelmed with serving. I don't want to give too much of it away because I really want to get to that. But we'll talk about more. We'll tie these in together as we when we do them all. But let's look at the psalm now, Psalm 15. He who does justice will live in the presence of the Lord. One who walks blamelessly and does justice, who thinks the truth in his heart and slanders not with his tongue, who harms not his fellow man, nor takes up a reproach against his neighbor, by whom the reprobate is despised, while he honors those who fear the Lord, who lends not his money at usury and accepts no bribe against the innocent. One who does these things shall never be disturbed. So the message here is if we do what's right in the presence of the Lord. Now this message, that in the presence of the Lord, you're going to see this throughout the readings today. Then, and of course, wherever we go, we're in the presence of the Lord. And I think that's a message that we could take away from these readings. And something as you go into the weekend, you're going to be really aware of, hopefully, that you are in the presence of the Lord. When we prayed a few minutes ago, we're in the Lord's presence. He's with us. So anything we do, we're doing in His presence. We want to make sure that we please Him, right? That makes sense, doesn't it? We want to make sure that we please Him, and we do the right thing at all times. Sometimes we forget, and I think if we can come up with a reminder, a lot of times we get into trouble on our computer, but maybe having some holy cards around will help us to steer away from things that we maybe shouldn't be looking at. All right, let's take a look at the second reading. It's from St. Paul to the Colossians, chapter 1, verses 24 through 28. Brothers and sisters, now I rejoice in my sufferings for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body, which is the church, of which I am a minister, in accordance with God's stewardship, given to me to bring to completion for you the word of God, the mystery hidden from ages and from generations past, but now it has been manifested to his holy ones, to whom God chose to make known the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles. It is Christ in you, excuse me, the hope for glory. It is he whom we proclaim, admonishing everyone and teaching everyone with all wisdom, that we may present everyone perfect in Christ. This is a powerful reading. And it's a little bit shocking at first if we look at the words of St. Paul. He's rejoicing in his suffering. Well, first of all, rejoicing in your suffering, it's a little radical, isn't it? But it's something that we can do if we remember that our suffering is an opportunity. See, it's an opportunity. It's not a given. When we suffer, we have the opportunity to unite our suffering with that of Christ. And when we do that, we share in his mission. But again, it's an opportunity. It just isn't automatic. Just because you suffer doesn't mean you're sharing your suffering with Christ. You have to make that decision. And when we do that, we are, St. Paul says, filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of his body. The way he puts it, it almost seems like the suffering of Christ was incomplete to bring about the redemption of mankind, doesn't it? But that's not what happens. What happens is, we are part of the mystical body of Christ. We're part of the church. Christ has done his job completely. But now, as part of that mystical body, you and I are allowed, it's a privilege, might not feel like it at times, but it's a privilege to be able to share in his suffering. So he did his job, and now we are to do our job. We're given that offer to do our job. And by doing so, we can participate in his suffering. So we're with Christ, right? We're uniting our suffering with his. And therefore, we participate in his mission. And that's something he allows us to do. What's his mission? To redeem mankind. Pretty cool, isn't it? So that's that offer. That's something that we can do. Now, let's look at the gospel so we can tie this all in together. The gospel is Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. I speak of this often when I go out and I travel and I preach the good news. This is one of my favorite gospels. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet, listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said to her in reply, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." Now, listen, we all know this story. We all kind of get a little bit of a chuckle when Martha thought that Jesus would come to her assistance and say, "Mary, you should be helping your sister." I mean, that's what she expected. That's what we would all expect. And quite honestly, you look at this and you think, well, isn't it only fair? What went wrong here? Martha was serving Jesus. She was welcoming Jesus. In the same way, in that first reading, we saw Abraham welcoming the Lord in the appearance of these three strangers. And what happened, what went wrong here, is that Martha was burdened with much serving. She lost sight of why she was doing what she was doing. And listen, we all do this, don't we? We run around waiting on our family members, taking care of friends. We lose sight due to all of the craziness, due to maybe being overworked and tired. We lose sight of the fact that ultimately we're doing it out of love for God. When I am nice to you, or I'm nice to a family member or a friend, I'm ultimately loving the Lord through that person. But you can lose sight of that. And when you do that and you focus too much on the serving and the running around and the details, you can easily get burned out and get frustrated, just like Martha did. What did she do? She was anxious and worried about many things. These are the words of Jesus. She let it get to her. And why did she let it get to her? Because she didn't have that balance in her life. Mary understood that Jesus was in her presence, and she was going to sit there and really spend time with the Lord. Now, this is a radical example. You could look at this and say, Mary's right. Some people could say Martha's right, and you could take sides. But Jesus didn't specifically say that Martha was wrong. What he said was, Mary has chosen the better part. In other words, that contact with Jesus is necessary. So you look at all these readings. How do you figure them out? How do you put them all together? What you need to do each day is spend time with the Lord. You need to spend time in prayer. If you can make it to daily mass, please do so. You have to read some scripture every day. The daily mass readings, that's a great place to start. Hang out with me. We can do it together on the show. But you need to be reading the daily mass readings. Or you need to be reading some scripture. And when you do that, that is going to help you. It's not always going to prevent it, because sometimes you might need to do it more, and things can still get the better of us. It's going to prevent you. It's going to help you to not be as anxious, because you'll be having that time with Jesus. It's all also going to help you to deal with your suffering, as we saw in that second reading today, and recognize that you can take that suffering and offer it up, unite it with the suffering of Christ. But otherwise, if you don't spend that time with him in prayer, that one-on-one quality time with the Lord, you can easily forget why you're doing what you're doing and let it completely stress you out. So spend time with Jesus every day. You've got to make time. Get up early, stay up late at night, take a walk, whatever you have to do to spend some time, quiet time, quality time with Jesus, okay? And I guarantee that's going to start to make things go a little smoother in your life. If you have any questions over the weekend, Gary@followingthetruth.com is my email address. Please, please, please remember the donations. I need your help. Amazon, Mystic Monk, monthly sponsors, one-time donation. These are things that I'm really in need of in order to keep the show going, to keep it free of charge. Remember, total consecration is right around the corner. Hope you're going to participate in that. You know I'm going to be praying for you. Please keep me in your prayers as well. God willing, I'll be back here on Monday. We'll kick off a new week of the show. Enjoy the weekend. Relevant Radio, 7 a.m. Monday, Eastern Time. Check that out. The 2-second prayer, that will change your life. God bless you. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon.